power play, and that we can have a good start with that next year?
Well, you hope so.
With the guys we have coming
back.
Yeah,
you hope so. And that's it. Every year's different. Every year's different. You know, you can never go in expecting your team or your players to lead, you know, jump right where they let off. And that's part of the issue, is to get off to a good start on special teams. You're right. We struggle on special teams, especially our power play early. We dug ourselves a hole there. But, you know, we had a couple reasons. You know, David Johnstone was out, and Blake had struggled a little bit. And we really didn't find that replacement for Steven Zygo till really the second half, when Shane Hanna really emerged. And, you know, and we talked about, he led all defensemen in league scoring, not only freshmen, but all defensemen in league scoring last year. So he really came on. But, you know, and Reed Sturls, he found a role that on that power play that we didn't have earlier in the year. So I'm encouraged. I mean, we got some really nice pieces for that power play, and I think we could have one of the best power plays, not only in our league, but in the nation, like we had the previous year. So I'm excited about that part of it, and that's such a huge component, you know, of your team. And obviously getting, you know, getting some momentum in games and whatnot, and take advantage of teams who have to take penalties against you. If you have a bad power play, teams can take penalties, you know, all night long and not worry about it. So we have to have a good power play to have success next year, and I think we will.
Well, Coach, we've talked about the schedule and you know, how good it's going to be to have Michigan and Minnesota Duluth in here, along with our conference games and also the season ticket deal. Saturday is going to be the last day for fans to get their season tickets. What are your comments to the fan who out there is maybe still contemplating whether they want to do it or not?
Yeah, first and foremost, I really want to compliment our fans. I think, you know, since, you know, I've been back, I've been very encouraged by our fan support and their involvement with our team. And I know it means a lot to our players. I mean, when you come out and you see a full building and your fans are into it, it really, you know, helps motivate them and gives them that extra edge, what we call that home ice advantage or home field advantage. It really does. But this is a great offer for our fans, and the price of our athletic department is offering for Division I college hockey. I mean, you're going to see future NHL players here, and that's right. That's a key. When you watch the Stanley Cup playoff games now, you're watching a ton of former college players, that actually a number of them who played here, and that's the beauty of it. You're going to see the, you know, some of the best players in North America or in the world that are in that 18 to 23 old range. So with the University of Michigan coming in, they'll have, you know, 14 NHL draft choices on that team, and I know there's a few of them that'll step right in the National Hockey League, and we've got some good players too. You know, we were just talking earlier, we're going to have 6 to 8 players to attend an NHL rookie camp or development camp this summer. So the type of player, the level of player that you're seeing here is top notch, and it's a great price. Obviously, Michigan's coming in. We got Duluth, obviously, coming back in here. You know, and we got Northern Michigan twice. Minnesota State, I mean, the schedule to me is outstanding. Mm-hmm. So you're going to see some exciting college hockey, Division I college hockey here this year. And I like our team. I think we're to the point now where we can compete for a conference championship. And that's going to be our number one goal, is to win our league. So I'd get out, and I know we only have a few days left, but try and get those tickets, because it is a fantastic price.
Coach, the goaltending, we got three goaltenders with Devin Carroll coming in, Matt Winches, and Jamie Phillips. And again, how is this going to start for you in your mind, in your coaching staff's mind? Is there a 1-2-3? And then they have to prove themselves from that, or is everybody even up? How does it start?
Well, you know, I think going into the season, Jamie has played. Jamie played, on record for 11 games last year. So he has played some games, and he's played from some real big games, some real good games. So obviously he has that experience, going into the season. Having said that, I think the position is wide open, and we're going to hopefully give everybody a good opportunity to earn that number one starting job. But I would say going into the season, that's Jamie's job to lose right now. But, you know, Matt, to me, I'm really excited about Matt Winches. I mean, even though he didn't get in, he got in a couple games, mop-up duty, but just watching him in practice every day and knowing the program that he came out of in junior hockey and the success he had, he just needs the opportunity to get in the net and play some games and get some confidence. And I really like him. I think he's got a very bright future here. And then Devin Carroll, you know, we can't say enough about him. He went out, he played a couple years of juniors. First year didn't go as well as he expected, and that can happen. It's a big jump. And, the team wasn't very good. And then, obviously, he went from the North American League to the British Columbia Junior League, which British Columbia produces more players than any league other than the USHL as far as they go to college hockey. So he was playing against a number of players that are going on to play college hockey, so he was in that environment. And then obviously making the all-rookie team in the BCJHL speaks volumes. So what he was able to accomplish there. And a very athletic kid. I saw him, boy, 5-6 years ago and really liked him. He came down with a midget team to Lower Michigan there, and I think his team lost like 8-9-3, but I still liked him. Mm-hmm. Just the way he handled himself in the net, the way he played, the way he looked. Didn't have a chance on a lot of goals, but you could see he was athletic, and he's a goalie. He's a goalie. So, he's going to work hard. We know that, and he's going to have an opportunity to play here. So I'm really excited about our goaltending. I just can't tell you, which guy is the guy right now, other than Jamie, should be because of his past experience.
Going back to Matt Winches, you were talking about how you wanted to get him in more games, and I know the whole season, because you mentioned it the entire season to me, that, man, we'd like to get him in. Is that one of those situations where it would be nice to have 82 games where there's not so much banking on each game like that, where you can take a chance and give a guy a shot more often?
Well, that's one of the issues with college hockey, is you have so few games, and every game is so important. I mean, you look at our league standings at the end of the year last year, 2 points or 4 points here or there, you're out of the playoffs, or you're at home ice in the playoffs. That's how critical it is. So it's very difficult just to give someone a game, just for the sake of giving them a game. And that's why we constantly talk to our players about you have to earn your opportunity. And then as a coach, you have to show some confidence in these players and throw them in that role. But I think that was one of the issues with Matt. We just did not have any space or room, to throw him in a game. And he earned it. And that's one thing I felt bad about, because he really worked hard in practice. He looked good in practice. And that's what we tell our players. That's where you earn your game time, because we practice so much. You have to show us in practice you're capable of it. And but he'll get some games in this year. I can assure you that. And like I said, I'm really looking forward to seeing him play.
We've got a lot more to talk to Coach Pearson about. Wes is here too, and we'll take a break. We have questions that will be answered by Coach later on in the hour. If you have a question for Coach Mel Pearson, you can email it to us right now, dj@themix93.com. We'll ask that question a little bit later on. We'll talk about the NHL. I want to ask Coach about some of the players he's thinking will make a giant step from last season to this coming season, and a lot more. It's all part of a special edition of the Mel Pearson Show, reminding everybody about the big spring hockey carnival coming up on Saturday at 4 o'clock right here at the McGinnis Student Ice Cream. Back with more after this, Josh.
It's time to celebrate May in a new Chevrolet. Head to your local Chevy dealer for great offers going on all month long. Come see Mal.
Could you scoot over a bit? I'm trying to take a selfie with my new 2014 Chevy Cruze.
Do you want me to take your picture?
Then it wouldn't be a selfie.
Good point. Get a great offer on this 2014 Chevy Cruze.
What's the best emoticon if I want to say EPA estimated 36 mpg highway? I'll just use a smiley face.
Get to your local Chevy dealer and celebrate May in a new Cruze, Malibu, Equinox, Traverse.
Send.
That'll be a good one.
See Charlie, Dave, or Mario at Kissel Chevrolet. Chevrolet in Calumet.
Today's going to be sunny and warmer with a high around 75 degrees and light winds becoming northwesterly at 5 to 10 this afternoon. Overnight tonight, mostly clear, low around 47. Tomorrow sees mostly sunny skies with a high around 78 degrees and east winds blowing at 5 to 10. Tomorrow night, clear skies, low around 53. Saturday's mostly sunny with a high around 83 degrees, south winds blowing at 5 to 10. And then for Sunday, showers and thunderstorms likely, with a high on Sunday around 71 degrees. This is Mix 93 meteorologist John D.
Don't let the weather get you down. It's time to think summer. Surplus Outlet has over 60 styles of women's sandals and over 20 styles of men's and children's sandals in stock. All on sale. Brand names like Jambu, Teva, Columbia, Keen, Danco, and more. And they're all on sale at Surplus Outlet in Houghton. Take it outside.
Stock up on bird feeding supplies at Erickson Feed, Seed, and Pet Supplies. 50-pound bags of black oil sunflower seeds, just $20.95. While supplies last, soot cakes, just 79 cents each. Get 20% off in-stock bird feeders. Erickson Feed, Seed, and Pet Supplies, where no pet leaves without a treat.
Roller Derby is back.
In Hancock at the Houghton County Arena, the Keweenaw Roller Girls. Roller Derby League will be going head-to-head with the Dead River Derby Girls from Marquette. The Roller Derby game, titled The Matrix, is Saturday, May 31st at the Houghton County Arena. Doors open at 6, game at 7. Refreshments will be available. Tickets are $8 in advance, 10 at the door. Kids 10 and under free. Tickets available at Keweenaw Roller Girls.
RollerGirls.com. The Matrix Roller.